Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's always waiting on Friday, watching that clock and sitting on go. What you say we find a little warm sunshine and open umbrella on the patio?
Sammy's Cocktail Hour, along with my yummy, sexy, boobalicious co-host, Miss Sierra Devay. How are you, sexy mama?
Hey, how are you? I'm in such a great mood. I'm sorry. Am I breaking up? I'm not breaking up.
No, huh? No,
okay,
you're not breaking up with me. No,
you're
not breaking up with me.
Today.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
I'm excited.
I love it. How was your bunny day? Did you have good Easter?
I had, it was just another Sunday for me.
Oh, my God.
I didn't think about it. Yeah, I was going to come up with something, but it was just another Sunday for me because I don't really celebrate
Easter.
Another
Sunday.
Though I did cook. I'm not going to lie,
oh,
I
nice.
Did cook.
What
last
did you cook?
Minute, I threw some stuff together, and it was off the chain. I was just like, yeah, that's how I do it. Y'all thought I wasn't going to do anything but lay on the couch all day. I have to admit, I'm one of those people who picks one day on the weekend to literally tune off social media and everything.
You know what?
I
do the same thing.
You have
I
to have
do.
One day that you do
I
that.
Do.
Today
uh-huh.
was Easter. Or I'm sorry, today, but this week was Easter. I took Sunday because I had to work on Saturday. And to everyone who out there who wished me happy Easter, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. But, no, I didn't turn my phone on. I actually purposely lost my phone in the couch.
It's funny. I like that.
I knew it was in the couch, but I didn't try to find it.
It's funny you say that because a lot of people don't realize, like, I have people who unfollow me or send me messages on Twitter. How come you're not responding
mm-hmm.
to me? You know, what's going on? You know, you started or you're following me and I really want to talk to you. And then I message
mm-hmm.
back, you know, and I always tell people, don't take this the wrong way. We do need to take a break. Like, we need a break from social media.
Yeah.
Literally.
You have to. It's just,
yes.
I think it's absolutely necessary because I just
uh-huh.
think it's, maybe it's because I'm a child of the 70s. Sometimes
right.
I just need to tune all everyone out. I need to, sometimes I need to sit down and actually read a letter that had a stamp on it. So, you know.
And drink a glass of scotch
while I'm doing it, too, you know.
Do people actually send letters still these days?
Do they do that?
No, okay. That was a complete metaphor because I don't even know how much a stamp costs. So I can't remember the last time I put a stamp on something.
I actually had to put a stamp on an envelope the other day. And so I come in our office and I grab a stamp and it
uh-huh.
says 44 cents. And I go to put
they're
it on the envelope.
They're 44 cents now?
No, they're 49
cents.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the postman.
I was behind.
Yeah, right? He's like, I'm sorry. He goes, but you're going to have to add some more, you know, cents on this stamp. And I said, why?
Really?
He said, 49 cents. I said, are you kidding me? He's like,
when
no.
did that
and
happen?
I'm like, well, that's what I'm wondering. I'm like, when the hell did that happen?
Okay,
what
when did a stamp become more than a phone call? Isn't a phone call 25 cents?
Do they even have pay phones anymore?
Well, no. Okay, the last time I used a payphone, a phone call was 25 cents. So I don't even know. I haven't even seen a payphone in years. Oh, my God. We are still telling our age right now. But I remember when your
so
mom
silly.
Was like, oh, go have fun. Make sure you take some quarters for the payphone, right?
Oh, my gosh. I remember those days.
I remember those days. Make sure you call me when you get there. You know they got
right.
a payphone in their arcade somewhere.
Or the day of the house phone. Like, who has a house phone anymore? Like, I don't even have a house phone.
I'm talking on my house phone right now.
Oh, you have a house phone? Oh, shit.
I have a house phone.
I have a house phone. We have six of them, but they're, like, in a box in the closet somewhere.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's really funny. Okay, I don't answer my house phone. Okay, this is really funny. When people come over, and I have them all turned down, people come over and they're like, oh, your phone's ringing. Like, I've literally learned to tune them out, and I have it
right.
down low, and it'll ring, and people are like, oh, you want me to answer that phone for you? I'm like, what phone? Oh, the house phone? No, nobody answers that phone. I don't even know the number.
That's funny.
I don't even know what the phone number is. They're not calling for
right?
me.
Right, we have a phone line. We do, but it's for a fax for our other business.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a fax line, but God forbid I even knew what that is. I mean, so if there was an emergency,
I have no idea.
My cell phone burned up or I forgot it was inside the couch, taking a day off from social media, I would not even
mm-hmm.
know where to plug the phone in. Like, I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know if I know how to use a regular
phone. Okay, when the guy came over to put our house phones in, I was like, oh, can you put it in here? And he's like, well, there's no plug. I go, oh. He goes, well, where's the plug in your house? I go, oh, shoot. There's a plug in the house? We went through three floors looking through. And by the way, guys, this is really funny because I have a six-bedroom house. We're just talking the bedrooms here. We went through every room looking for a plug for the phone.
That's funny.
We found it in the basement.
Oh, my God.
In a room
gosh.
That nobody uses.
Oh, you know what? That's funny you say that because I have girls that the webcam models, they'll, like, call me or send me messages on Twitter or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, you know, Sammy, I need some help because, my internet connection is not that good, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, where are you plugged into? And they're like, what do you mean plugged into? I'm like, you have to be directly plugged in your computer so that way you get better quality.
Yeah, you have to be plugged into something.
And the last girl, she's like, I have no idea where my internet is. I'm like, what? I mean, you have no idea where you...
Okay, now that's just a blonde moment. You should know where your internet modem is.
But she ain't blonde. That's what's crazy. The girl ain't blonde. I thought...
I do know where my modem is. I can take you to that any time. But the telephone line,
yeah, I know where
I might
my modem
need to
is.
Look for.
Right, the phone line, I had no clue. I'm like...
I have no clue, yeah.
The hubby, I'm like, where the hell is this phone line for the fax machine? Because I got a different fax machine. And he's like, it's in the office. And I'm like,
fax machine.
You do or you don't?
I don't. I don't know how to use it, and I have to.
I am
my fax anymore.
I'm pretty good with office equipment because I used to be in the banking industry. So that part I do have down. I got that down. So if you ever need help, just call me.
I have a fax machine. I just don't know how to use it.
Okay, I'll walk you through the fax.
It would really freak me out, okay, because I know my fax machine is hooked up, but nobody sends a fax. And I have, like, the printer, fax machine, all that in one, like most people.
Yeah, right.
So...
I'm like,
really
I don't
quickly,
think anybody,
we'll get
I don't fax anymore.
I'm having my cocktail hour this afternoon, by the way, so.
Nice. What are you having today?
Today, because you know what? I have not been drinking for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's really
I can't
fun.
Say that. Okay, well,
no,
I can't
it's fun
say
after.
That, but...
I've never been doing it because I've been watching. I'm really trying to watch my weight. I'm trying to get in avian fit mode. So I've not been drinking and I've been watching what I eat. I'm living on a natural high.
Nice.
Really
I know.
Stuff.
I've just. I just started
completely natural high.
I love it. That's how I am every day. I'm on a natural high all the time. People like my husband had one of his. Guys that works with them come over this morning 5:30. You know I've got
mm-hmm.
coffee going for everybody, and
mm-hmm.
he's like, "Why are you always so goddamn happy?" And I'm like,
"It's a natural high."
I'm just naturally high. And he's like, "You don't
natural high.
I'm like,
you get up earlier in the morning,
right?
Do you find that you get up earlier in the morning? You're up and you're just like, yeah, let's do it."
Oh, definitely. And now I'm having, you know, I'm working out more now because I've got my booby surgeries next month, which, by the way, to all of you
ooh.
Listening, my bras are all now going on the auction block. So I've got them all out. I'm taking pictures of every one of them. So be ready. They'll be ready for your whatever
you
want to
do. I
should
do it on
them.
My old bras.
You should. I have guys that
I have three drawers full of colorful older bras that I will never, ever be able to fit again.
Right.
They're all double D's, triple F's, and everything else. I'll never be able to forget that. Fit that again. I'm in a K now,
send
so
them
that's
over
never
to me.
Happen.
Gosh, just send them to me. Now I gotta go bra shopping. Lord knows I'm gonna go bra shopping.
Am I my triple F's? I got some triple F's. I got some 32 triple F's. You know, back when Victoria's Secret, when Friends of Hollywood had the really pretty satin
ones. Oh my
god! By every color. Because they don't make those anymore.
Love.
I have them all.
I love Fredericks of Hollywood.
See, I knew you would say that. You know which ones I'm talking about. They discontinued it, and
yep.
I bought every single color.
Oh, my gosh. That is too funny.
If you're
like,
moving up to a
double
or triple F in a 32, I can give them to you.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Oh, darn. Okay, well.
I'm a 38.
Well, then maybe I should sell mine with you because I've got so many. And, like, they've been worn, like, once. Because you know how we are. We wear things once, twice, maybe three times, and then you can't wear it again because it's been on video so many times.
Uh-huh. Right.
And
see, we could have
certain bras shouldn't be worn in public. Some bras do some things that, you know, you don't want done underneath a shirt in public.
Right. I've seen girls
sometimes
more
they separate too much.
I'm telling you, I've seen more uniboob in freaking San Diego than I've seen in my entire life. Like, some of these women, I'll be walking down the street.
That's not a
bad
idea. I have, like, matching pairs of, like, everything and stuff. Like, literally, they've been sitting, I've got them, because I'm such a neat freak, so they're, like, in order in drawers and, like, set up in cups or fields, so they're still perfect looking.
Oh, come over and fix my drawers. Come play with my drawers, Sierra.
Play with my drawers. I like that. Play with my drawers. It's heavier.
Oh, my God. I have to ask you this. Do you like bread pudding at all?
I do like bread pudding a lot. I haven't had it in many years, but I do like bread pudding. And, you know, that's the British side of me. So
well,
I
was asked to make a different dessert yesterday, so I did a bread pudding,
mm-hmm.
and it's a double chocolate bread pudding. Oh, my gosh. And I did my brand-infused whipped cream to go on top of it. Oh, my gosh.
My little piece of chocolate is sounding very bad. I had a piece of chocolate for dessert last night, so.
Oh, did you? You know, I didn't have any. Oh, well, no, I tasted my bread pudding, and that was the only chocolate I had. Because I'm not a big sweets, like I said before, I'm just not a big sweets person, like. I like being sweet, but I'm not a big sweet eater, which is very odd for me because as
mm-hmm.
much sweet shit as I'm cooking all the time.
I hate to say this. I just realized something. I am so sorry.
Uh-oh.
It's not me that's breaking up. It's you.
I'm breaking up?
It's not me, it's you. We're over.
I was totally believing
you.
That
I realized there was that speech. I'm breaking up with you because it's you. No, I'm just kidding. No, really, your phone is, your mic is breaking up a little bit. That was a good one, though, right?
That was a good one because I totally fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker.
What?
Oh,
you're leaving
God.
Me?
I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. We are like the biggest storekeepers ever. And before we get too far into this, I'm going to have Miss Angela do our dollhouse announcements because I do see that John is on hold. Right when we come back from the announcements, I'm going to let Johnny Boy come in and play with us for a few mementos. So everybody just stand by. Miss Sexy Angela, take it away with those yummy announcements that you always have with that sexy ass voice of yours.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, home of the indie artists and the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the best in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages on the Dollhouse Radio website to get guaranteed airplay, guaranteed interviews, and guaranteed video features. Businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? Got a hot show concept? Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you so much, Angela. You are the bestest. You sexy chica.
Sexy, too.
I know. She is. I can't wait for us to have, like, a dollhouse party where all of us get together. That is going to be literally the sexiest photo that we will be shouting out. Like,
okay. So she has, like, the whole, it is going to be a sexy, I'm sorry, blah, 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 blah. There. It is going to be a really sexy photo, but I don't have the sexy voice that she has. I don't have the sexy voice. I have the silly
voice.
Girl next door voice. I don't think so. I think I sound like the, like the 18-year-old next door. So.
No.
Oh my God. This is so rad.
Okay, now. Now I can't take it back. No, I'm kidding. Oh my gosh,
is this
funny.
It?
Like totally. Like,
I'm sorry.
Oh
totally.
God,
this is so boring.
Oh my gosh, I would die.
I like making fun.
I would die if I had to live with somebody who sounded like that. No, I like you being silly. I like you being silly because we're silly together. So let's see what our silly John has to say. Johnny boy, are you there, Johnny? Johnny.
Yes, I'm just laughing at the conversation. I couldn't help the hearing.
Over hell? Over hell? You're flying over hell right now, John?
No, slight slip of the tongue. That's only happening.
See, in hell, it's me. It's not just me. All of us are just having a slight slip of the tongue today. So.
Well, mine's always on purpose, though.
Well, mine too, normally.
Yeah, mine's always like slipping. I have a slip of my tongue, especially if Sierra was next to me. I'd have a slip of the tongue always.
I'd have the same case too. He's rather delicious looking.
Hi, John.
Okay, you're making me laugh so hard, my cheeks are starting to hurt. So I'm going to bow for 2 seconds to rest my cheeks while you all chat amongst yourselves.
Okay, all right. Rub those cheeks for me, baby. Rub them good. Rub those cheeks.
I'd volunteer to help.
Uh-huh.
I said I'd volunteer to help with that.
Oh, I bet you would, Johnny. So how was your Easter, darling? What did you do?
Excellent. I learned that there are just certain sweets that I cannot partake of anymore, thanks to my sensitive teeth. So
uh-oh.
I've had to rule out certain things the other day.
Oh, well, that sucks, donkey boss.
Yeah, no kidding. There was some chocolate pie that unfortunately was just a tad too on the sweet side for me, so I had to gracefully bow out of that one. So.
Oh, that sucks. Okay, I do understand sensitive teeth because I've had that problem before. Oh, you missed out. Did you try just like, you know, taking a little tiny bite?
A little bite?
Yeah, I tried that, and I was like, this still isn't working.
Oh, okay, yeah, I understand because you're just like, it's worse than like an ice cream thing, you know? You're just like, oh, no, I don't want any more.
Right? Oh, my gosh. That's like going to the dentist. And right after, you know, your mouth is done being numb and you try to eat something and it's still really sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible.
I've done that before.
Yeah. So anyway, so what else did you do besides figure out that the chocolate pie was not no good for you?
I watched my 3 wild nephews do what they do. You know, 3 boys, they will do what they do, you know.
How old are they?
Devastation and mayhem.
Devastation and mayhem. I love that.
That's funny. Too funny.
Oh, my God.
So did you hide Easter eggs for the little crazy nephews, the little devils on 2 legs?
I guess we gave them plenty of chocolate and sent them back home to their real parents.
You know what? That's the best thing about borrowing children. You can give the little things back.
Uh-huh.
You can send
the
minion
home.
I'll go back home.
I'm like, okay, I'm done with you now. Bye-bye.
Bye. You were fine. You'll come back for at least another week.
Right?
Yep. Here, have some candy.
Here, have some candy and some noisy toys and go home to your parents. And yeah.
Here, make sure you play the battery.
I love little kids.
Calm down.
I love little kids at Christmas time because I can buy them all the noisy toys because then they'll play them at my house. It's like, oh, yeah, this is going to so torture your parents, especially if I'm not too fond of the parents. I love to buy the most annoying toys ever for children.
You're that. Okay, so I didn't realize
I'm that one.
I was doing that, and so now I try not to do that. Because they're like, oh, great present. My kids are like that. Please don't do that again. I'll never be able to sleep. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was cute and funny. Of course, they don't live with me, so I didn't care if the thing barked all night long. I didn't care if that little horsey thing I gave them, you know, makes that henny noise all day long.
Oh, my gosh. I guess this is why I haven't had any more children.
Of course, usually when I do that, I also have a glass of wine in my hand, so I'm really not paying attention. I'm just like, oh, here, bye.
Right? Oh, my gosh. That is funny and so true. I'm the same way. Everybody out there listening, we're really not mean people. We're just...
No. Just been drinking.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's what it is. Blame it on the alcohol.
Uh-huh. This morning before the early morning shift.
Too funny. Oh my gosh. So,
the morning I had today, I definitely needed more than a wee nip.
Are you enjoying a cocktail right now, Johnny?
Not presently, because I am all out. Now, Friday afternoon and Saturday, I will be enjoying one and a couple of nice cigars.
Oh, nice.
I'm doing some dog sitting for my aunt, so I get paid in drinks and in cigars. So.
Oh, that's always a plus. I remember I used to, whenever I'd help some certain friends out, that's how they would try to pay me. I'd be like, no, I want the shoes and the handbag.
I had to go along with the girls on a shopping trip and be the bag boy
Be careful what you wish for, John. Be careful.
Really don't want to be the bag boy on my shopping trip. don't want to do that.
A soft pretzel and a fruit smoothie, we're golden.
Oh, my goodness.
He just was a nice girl. You're going to need way more than that.
Yeah, right?
You were like, oh, my God, I need a drink. Oh, my God, these women are getting on my nerves.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of going places and having drinks. So I just did my first trip to the San Diego Zoo, and I've been here, almost 5 years, I think. I can't remember. Almost 4 years. And so I'm at the zoo, and I cannot believe how many parents I saw walking around with their little kids in strollers, and they were, like, double-fisting the beers. I was like, wow.
Yeah, I have one question, though. Did they at least have them on a leash? You know how parents use a leash thing, though, I will admit. Crazy. But if you're going to be dabbing down the beers while the kids are going wild, you got to yank them down on
a
leash.
There was only a couple of people that have their little minions.
Don't have kids,
on leashes.
Do you? No, I don't.
They're shot.
I have one, but mine's not a kid anymore. Mine's college. Well, okay, yeah, she's still a kid. But
hey, look, go drink, go away, don't come back for 3 hours. That's what I do with my sisters. I'm like, don't come back. No, I don't know you for the next. I don't know you.
Oh my gosh. Too funny.
I've never done that. I just told your kids, look, for the next 2 hours, I do not know you. Just stay in the park. But I don't know you. Don't come to me for anything. I'm having my mommy juice right now. Goodbye.
You call it mommy juice, and I call it big people juice. I'm like, no, it's big people juice.
I call it mommy juice. I'm having mommy juice right now. Bye.
I'm going to let you call it big boy drinks.
Gosh. But no, seriously, I don't know if either one of you have been to San Diego and been to the zoo. This is my first time, and I was amazed with how many restaurants and little beer stops there were.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had margaritas and beer. I swear, it seemed like every, 30, 40 feet, you could buy a drink. And I'm like, okay, what's to say about the adults that are bringing all these kids to the park? Either one, they hate children, and they're drinking because they have to. Or two.
With all that being in close proximity, just call me Marlon Perkins, and I'll just come right along.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm also old enough to remember the Cleveland girls.
But I think in my next life I'm going to be a zoo creator, because I think the zoo that day wouldn't. I totally forgot it was spring break, so that was on my stupid list for the day. I get there and there's like, and I everybody. If you think I don't like children, I really do like kids as long as they're not mine. But when I show up,
I do too. Just to let you know, I like kids. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as they're not at my house. But
right.
As long as I don't have to take care of them, they're not at my house.
Right.
Yeah,
we're so bad. We're so bad. Oh, my gosh. But, no, I love children. I really, really do. But I'm a little confused. But I'm confused on some parents. Okay, so here we are. We're at the zoo. You know, two adults being idiots because here I am like a little kid in a candy store. I'm all excited to see all these freaking zoo animals. And these people bring little newborn babies that are screaming and crying. These little humans. Yeah, the humans don't know what the hell. Those little miniature humans do not know what the hell is going on.
I'm
like, what
is scary?
Yeah, it's like why? It's like taking a mini human to Disneyland. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
they can't get on the damn ride. They ain't gonna remember it.
No, they're not gonna remember this. This is not an outing for them. It's an outing for you. And it's scary.
Exactly. I was trying to see
just taking a child
hippo
to a movie theater.
Oh,
wow.
That's another one. I don't even want to get started on that one because them people, them parents, you are just stupid. Yes, I said it.
Oh,
you're
mean the ones that take
stupid
the children to movie theaters?
The little mini humans, yeah. It's like, how can
yeah
you take a baby that is still breastfeeding to a freaking movie that's bawling their eyes out? Because I'll be the first one to stand up and say, what are you doing?
One thing, I don't think people always, and a lot of times it's really more about that parent, and this is just my philosophy on this, because I like to go to the movie theater where there's alcohol. And this
right
is why I'm the co-host of the show, because I drink a lot.
Right? Yeah, this is
why I'm here, because I drink a lot. But, okay, but my thing is, too, you have to think about it. Children, when they're that, I know, he's like, oh, my God, you drunk. This is just my thought. I'm a drunk, not an alcoholic, because I don't go to meetings, okay? So,
problem.
Oh, my God.
But this is my thinking on that. I think a lot of times parents, they're so anxious to get out of the house and have that date, and they
uh-huh
don't have the babysitter or whatever. But think about when you're that young, and actually, you don't even have to think about it. Any animal, any kind of mammal, period, when they're that young, loud noises scare them. How loud
right
is the theater? Even if
exactly
it's not a scary movie or a sci-fi movie, even if it's just a regular
uh-huh
drama, every time that music goes up, that's scary. And it's dark,
right?
Too. Did you like loud noises in the dark when you were a kid? No, this is not fun. And they can't even understand the voices. So this is not fun
well
for them.
Well, I like loud noises in the dark now.
usually we're the one making them, right? Not somebody
well, I think
else.
That was me. I think that was me.
If it wasn't you, it was a person next to you, but it wasn't like, you know, coming from a stereo.
No, it's seriously. But it just amazes me how parents are, because when my daughter was little, many, many, many
mm-hmm
years ago, I never once took her to the movie theater until she could actually, you know, hold a full-on sentence. Like, well, shit, that was when she
mm-hmm
was like a year old, but
or at least
like,
pay attention to the movie and be like, ooh.
Right. And I would
yeah
take the, I would take her to an appropriate kids movie. I wouldn't
exactly
go into, you know, where all the adults are and sit there and have some little minion crying because for one they're bored and two they
mm-hmm
just, you know, like you said, the scary loud noises. And so now
the
when I go to the theater,
they're scary.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I'm like, what is that thing screaming? I'm like, put a muzzle
mm-hmm
on it. Get it out of here.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but
it does not belong here.
How was the zoo?
Oh,
oh
you
sorry
know what?
We're back at, we,
oh, yeah, we're
zoo
back at the zoo. You know what pissed me off is because I was stupid enough to not realize that it was spring break. And so we show up at the zoo. There's buses everywhere. And I look over at the husband, and I said, what the fuck did we just do? And he's like, what?
Yeah,
I
the kids
said,
are
oh,
out.
Gosh. I said, this isn't good. And he's like, it's spring break. I'm like, hello, are we stupid? And so it's our first time there. And we have the membership.
Okay, guys, if you're wondering why I'm doing the whole Eddie Murphy laugh in the background, because it hit me, too. It hit me, too. I was out and about Saturday, and I'm like, why are all these freaking kids here? And then Monday, I was like, why are these kids still out playing? What the hell? And I was like, oh, that's right, spring break. I'm just glad I don't live in Florida, so I don't deal with drunk kids. So.
Oh my gosh, that is insanely
worse than drunk kids.
Crazy. I'm telling you what. Okay, it's you know interesting when us adults get drunk and we do stupid things, but when you see you know anywhere from 16 years old all the way up to college kids, and they're doing the shit
up to
that
22.
I saw. The things that were being posted that I saw on social media, I was like, I was actually kind of sick to my stomach. I'm just like, these humans, what are they? They're like freaking monsters. What the hell are they doing? That's not spring break. That's called free for all, fuck for all. Hope to God you wake up alive.
Well, can't say too much about that because I was 21 once. So,
you know what? I never did anything like that. I mean, I was.
Oh, you missed out.
Oh, you know what? I'm kind of thinking I did miss out on a few things. But yeah,
there's still some places in Florida I'm not allowed in.
Yeah?
20 years later. There are some places I can never go back to.
Oh, we did have this conversation one time. We had that conversation. You told me about a few things. Yes, you did. You were a naughty, well, you're still naughty, but I mean, you're a different
type of naughty at that time. There are some, look, there are even some places out of the country that I'm not allowed to go to anymore, so.
Holy biscuits.
All I know is that we had a really good time.
Do you remember?
Not much, no. But you didn't have a really good time if you remember it, right?
You know what? I have to agree with you on that because there's been some times where I remember the start of the evening and I know I was having the absolute best time. And then when I wake up in the morning, if the thing laying next to me is hot, then I know it was one hell of a good time.
Yeah. And I know, look, and I know you're, John, I know you're laughing because you've done this before, haven't you? You've had to do this. This is what spring break is about, not remembering. You remember the first half, but if you did it right, you don't remember how the night ended.
It is, yep. I've done radio
remotes.
Somebody
else tells
like
you that.
Right.
And you're embarrassed for the next 4 or 5 days.
I wake up in a few beds there one time with a
alcohol again.
But no, here's the best. The thing for me and Sierra, here's the greatest part, is we can have either a man or a woman, and it's going to be one hell of a good time. Now, for straight guys, it sucks for them because, you know, they just hope that they wake up with a woman. Now, if they wake up with a man, they're straight. They're fucked. Like, did I just do that? You're like, wait a second. Let me check my ass. Does it hurt right now?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. This is not what I was signed up for.
Alcohol's crazy thing.
I had a little bit. Let me tell you what. I had one hell of a session Saturday night. Oh, boy. I woke up with, things were... Yeah. I wasn't walking quite right yesterday.
My weekend was a very sober one. I acknowledged that it was a Christian holiday, so I did not get messed up. I'm just letting everyone else know that.
I don't recognize
Christian holidays most of the time.
We have a freaking goody two shoes over here. I'm getting fucked in the ass.
We all know I'm lying, right?
Hey, I'll be honest. One of my experiences, I woke up in a beanbag chair with somebody's hand in my lap, and it was not mine.
Ooh.
Well, at least that hand wasn't in your ass.
Well, no, but it was certainly somewhere very, very dangerously close to the area.
Oh, well, for Pete's sake.
I've never had that happen. I have woken up and not known where I was. And how I got there. And how I was
at
home for the first 15 minutes.
Ever woken up and not been able to find where your pants are?
In my case, it's usually my bra. that happens on a weekly basis. That's nothing new. Right?
Yeah, but I can understand that one because, you know, you want to get comfortable and you just toss it wherever.
The bigger the bra, the more you lose it, by the way.
I just sleep naked, so no matter where I'm at, I always sleep naked. Even if I'm staying at somebody's house.
Me, I sleep naked. But the bigger the bra, the more you lose it. It's not unusual for me to wake up and be like, I have no idea where my bra is.
I do that with my family.
And when I was single, definitely. But like, and I'm probably not going to find it because I have too much of a hangover. So I'm just going to try to... I'm going to throw somebody's coat or big gigantic shirt on, and I'm going home. Souvenir, there you go.
I'll be like, where the hell are my candies? Because they are gone. And I swear to bejesus, 9 times out of 10, the freaking nude took the goddamn panties. Because I, you know, there's a lot of panty lovers out there, and these motherfuckers, I swear to bejesus, they have stuffed my panties either in their pockets or in orifices I don't want to know about.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. There's the kicker right there.
Okay, well, I do have one warning, though. I am that girl, no matter how drunk I am, I do take pictures. I have pictures
of guys I have
no idea who they are.
I have violated a few men.
You know the
after
sex pictures?
Uh-huh.
I may not have my
bra,
but I
got the
photo.
That's why I'm scared of both of you.
I may not have my bra, but I have your photo. How's that?
Exactly. Exactly. But see, I'm bad, though.
So you better have paid for the day.
My thing is, if you pass out on me and I've got my toys with me, you better just be careful.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's dangerous.
I've got some good pictures that I haven't shared quite yet. And,
I'm not that bad.
It's a good thing that I'm married now because the men would be, because I'm worse now than what I used to be. I'm way worse now. When you pass out on me, the husband does not pass out on me. I'm like, babe. I got a whole body.
I know a girl who shaved your whole body. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, with Nair. She would, like, Nair them. And
strip all the hair off of her when she got tipsy.
If you fell asleep on her first, she...
Okay, so you know what? When you do that when you're tipsy, that psychologically says a lot about you. You know the real you comes out when you're tipsy, right? So,
Oh, yeah.
I'm a narcoleptic. I can fall asleep anywhere. That's the problem.
Ooh, that's
shit.
I woke up in a pine tree.
Not for you, but for everybody else.
Oh, yeah. And I still don't know how I got into pine tree, but I managed to get in a pine tree one time.
Wow.
In a pine tree? You climbed in a pine tree and fell asleep?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going
to
go with whatever
the next
you were drinking that night, you no longer drink.
Yeah, tequila.
I mean, have you ever noticed that everyone has a story about, it's like really embarrassing story, and they go, okay, and you know, I was drinking such and such that night, and they never drink that anymore, because they're like, no, that may be something crazy. You don't touch that anymore.
Yeah, I don't trust.
Woke up in the hotel fountain.
I don't drink any
in
whiskey.
The elevator.
No whiskey. Yeah, no whiskey for me.
Well, I have a few stories of those, but I wasn't the one doing it. It was somebody else. And I go, no more tequila for you.
You know the rule, 1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila floor.
Yes.
That's not true. Mine's more like 1 tequila, 2 tequila, Sammy's ready to fight some more.
I was going to say, mine is usually 1 tequila, 2 tequila. I'm ready to fight. Come on, bring it on. I'm going to beat your
ass.
That's
how I am. Yeah, with tequila, it's like...
I become a fighter.
Oh,
I'm non-combative. I just fall asleep, and it doesn't matter where.
Oh, my God. I will fight anybody.
To the point to where somebody thought I was dead one time, and they called, the ambulance and all that.
Oh, that's scary. That's happened to me.
Because I sleep soundly.
Oh, my God, that's creepy. What if you had woken up in a body bag?
No, seriously, I have a creepy story. I had this kid that came into my salon that went to high school with my daughter at the time, and he was the last kid in there, and the boy goes into the tanning bed, and he freaking passed out. He was on something, and he had been drinking, which I didn't know. He was only like 19 years old. And I'm waiting for the kid to come out, and I had my assistant there working with me, and I'm like, dude, I said, that kid hasn't come out of the tanning bed. And she's like, well, what do we do? I said, well, we got to make sure he's alive. I'm like, we got to go back there. I said, I said, "Now you take the key and you open the door," because I was scared.
I'm not judging.
No,
you do it first.
We got to put the key in the door.
You're poking. See if he moves.
And, right? No, no.
I bet you look like
I was
Scooby-Doo
freaked out
over there.
So we gotta put the key in
I'll
the door.
I'll do it if you give me a Scooby snack.
Right? This little fucker. I think this little fucker wanted us to find him naked because he didn't even lock the door. And he was passed the F out. Like, I thought he was dead.
Wow.
And I was like, put your hand in front of his face. See if he's breathing because his chest wasn't moving. And oh my gosh, we freaked the hell out. Call 911. The freaking fire department comes in. They finally get him to wake up. And this poor kid was so embarrassed because his junk was out. And by the way, if you're listening, you know who you are. And I hope the Lord, by now, you have manscaped because those were the hairiest. That was the hairiest I've ever seen.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
You know who you are. We won't name any names.
You know who you are.
You know if this happened to you.
Just remember, boys and girls, manscaped.
Yes. This is from Mount Vernon. This was when I was in Mount Vernon, Washington. You know who you are.
We are not going retro down there. No more 1970s, okay? Manscaped.
No, I even refuse to go down on women. Like when I'm shooting or doing webcamming with girls, if you have, you know, it's okay if there's a little landing strip, but if there's more than that, I can't do it. I've got a hair thing. I'm like, no fur. No fur. No.
No fur.
I'm not into flossing my teeth with anything except for wax string.
Exactly. Thank you very much on that one.
That mess is boys and girls sponsored by the AMA.
That was so gross.
We went from talking about screaming babies at the zoo to making sure that your tubes are completely taken care of and cleaned up.
We've
done good work today.
We have, and what was our topic?
It was gonna be about you and I. I was gonna ask you a few questions, but we'll do that Monday after next.
I just was throwing it out there.
Yeah, we like totally never even touched on the subject of what I wanted to touch on, which is I wanted to touch on Miss Sierra. Yeah.
Uh
oh. But who doesn't though?
I'm innocent.
No matter what, I'm completely innocent. I've never done anything crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and
me either. Nothing that I'll regret.
No one's believing me right now.
Heck no.
They're
that's
all
like
giving
me
the
saying
side
I'm
eye.
Innocent. Like, yeah, all right.
You two
we'll
would get me
so.
In trouble. I already know this.
Of course we would.
Yeah.
We can get a freaking garbage bag in trouble. I mean, shit.
Not me. I'm innocent.
Well,
just the girl next door.
Yeah, she's
I'm
innocent
just the girl
until
next door.
The vodka kicks in.
If I can't remember it, it didn't happen.
Exactly. Until I show the pictures.
And even then, we have Photoshop nowadays. So unless it's an actual look, unless it's a Polaroid, I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, and in some cases,
isn't
you can fix
Polaroid,
things with Photoshop.
You know what? I'm actually going to buy a Polaroid camera because when I'm at the AVN this year.
I have one.
I used to. I don't know what happened to it. But I'm going to take it to the AVN this year because I want to print out each picture and sign up for my fans. Because every year they bring the pictures. Yeah, because they bring the pictures back every year and then I sign them. And I look at them. Some of you guys out there. You guys love you, love all of my fans, every single one of you. But holy fucking shit, some of these guys, I think they go online and print out like 100, 200 pictures. There was one guy who shows up at the booth, and I literally signed like 50 or 60 pictures that he had printed out online.
Yeah.
I was like,
a guy like showed up with that many pictures. You know, sometimes though too, have you ever had this where you go, wait a minute, how did you get this picture? This picture was a public picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, I've had that happen a few times. I'm like, where and how did you come across that one? Because that was not for you. That was not a photo.
Exactly.
That was a paid for photo.
Those are the ones that scare me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I have a couple of lady friends that around here that I went to school with that do the dancing thing, and that I've heard some stories about some unwanted advances and whatnot, and there was one that I stayed with for a week and a half because we had a problem like that, and I kept a baseball bat, and one time we had a little visitor, and I had to play like Tony Soprano and threaten to break somebody's legs, so...
Oh, nice, John.
It happens way more than people think. It's not unusual.
Oh,
it does happen.
Yeah, it does.
Way more than people think.
Yeah, especially, you know, and that's why a lot of girls, like new girls that come to these conventions, they don't realize that how crazy it can get. Like how some of the guys, I had a guy hiding behind a wall that kept peeking over and staring at me. And finally I was like, security, can you go see what the hell this dude's problem is? And he finally came over to me, and I was like, you know, I said, you make me uncomfortable. And he was just so scared to come over and say hi that he kept peeking at me behind this wall. And to me, I'm like, oh, fuck, stalker.
Oh,
great.
At least he was a nice
one. Great. Well, I've had a couple interesting ones, but, yeah, I've been lucky enough to where I always have somebody with me, so.
One of my girlfriends, a guy came in there, and he was very enamored with her and would always, you know, tip her really, really well. But he was scared to death to actually speak to her, and she spoke to him one time, and he passed out. Right away. Boom. I mean, like, it was too much shock for his system, and he was like, boom, gone, I'm gone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Johnny, we are, like, coming up to close to the end of the show, so I want to thank you again for calling in to us girls and keeping us company for a little while, darling.
I do what I can.
You know it's fun when time passes this quickly.
I know, right?
And I was the disintegration of pretty much everything from the topic down.
It's all good, John. It's all good. You have a fabulous afternoon, darling, and I will talk to you on Twitter soon there, Jay Bibbit.
Definitely. I've got another little program that I have to quickly get some water for, otherwise I'm not going to have any voice.
All right. All right,
I'm
going to
sound like Linda Kilmeister from Motorhead.
Oh, goodness. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Get some water.
Yeah, get some water. Go swallow, John. Go swallow. Go get your swallow on, John.
I definitely will.
All right. Talk to you soon, baby.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my goodness. So, no, I was going to actually just kind of get into questions with you and I, because so many people ask questions all the time about, you know, how did you get into porn, and what are you doing nowadays, and that I'm going to shoot a poodle in about 2.5 seconds. That I swear. My dog.
I totally understand, because I'm totally dog-sitting, so I have several dogs around me right now.
Oh, my God.
But I made them all go to sleep, because I'm the dog whisperer.
Oh, nice.
So they all had to lay down.
Oh,
mommy,
you're lying. You totally gave them some wine, didn't you?
Okay, I might have cooked them a little something.
You slipped them a freaking Mickey. I know you did.
I might have slipped a little something. I was like, look, all of y'all are going to sleep now.
Down, bitches, down.
Oh, my gosh. So, seriously, do people actually ask, like, how do I get into porn? I guess it is a real legitimate question.
You know, just like, I had somebody the other day, they were talking back, we were talking back and forth on social media, and they're like, you know, I just really want to know, you know, like, they'd ask me, what made you get into it, and, you know, why? You know what I mean? It's like, when I get asked all the time. Mine's more webcamming.
Really?
You know, because I do more webcamming than anything. But for you, it's like,
I went, came out of way from left in, kind of. And I'll do it really quickly here, because I know we only have a short amount of time.
Right.
I actually started off as a dancer, to be honest with you. I started off as a dancer in Atlanta. And, I always was very fascinated with, like, Playboy and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And remember, this was the mid-'80s, late-'80s, early-'90s. Actually, it was mid-'80s, early-'90s. So I started off as a dancer, and then I realized, you know, I just didn't want to be a dancer forever. I also wanted to do magazines and things like that. And back then, there weren't that many black girls in the business. I think there were about six.
Right. Right.
And I'm not over-exaggerating. I think there were only six. There might have been seven, but there weren't more than that. And I decided I wanted to do magazines. I started doing magazines, but I was already kind of like a very promiscuous girl anyway. And
mm-hmm.
I was single. So I was like, well, what the hell? If somebody comes along that really is going to, you know, it's going to be something that's really good. Like, I didn't just randomly do something. I actually answered an ad and, like, went on interviews a few times for different
uh-huh.
porn movies. And decided to actually accept one and did it.
Nice.
And the next thing I know, like, right, even before I even did the movie, to be honest with you, I had already been at the East Coast. They had already taken me on a tour of AVN's and East Coast Video Show. So I had already been signing autographs before I even did my first movie.
What was your first movie?
It was kind of a – my first movie was – let me think here real quick. It was called On the Sierra, actually.
Oh.
It was my very, very first movie, and it was shot in Atlanta. And my second
oh, really?
Movie was shot in Tennessee. It was called The Dirty Old Man Chronicles. But that was my very, very first movie ever. And I think I was 23 or 24 at the time.
Wow. Crazy.
It's surprising that I remember my very first movie. I remember the very first movie I ever did.
You've got tons and tons and tons and tons.
Yeah, and that was 1996, by the way.
Oh,
my
gosh, that sounds so weird. That sounds so weird when you say 1996.
I know,
like,
it sounds like it was
I'm
a
like,
long
holy
time. For
shit.
Me, that wasn't that long ago, but it is a long time ago. It was 1996, and now this is 2015. So, yeah, that was a really long time ago.
That's crazy.
So,
crazy.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. You
I
ever
have a long,
like,
long history.
Yeah, and I can't wait for the book because that's going to be very fun.
Funny you bring that up because, like, I'm getting towards the end. I'm almost finished. I'm actually pretty practically finished. And we came to realize that we're going to have to do, like, this is just a synopsis of my life, and we're going to have to go back and kind of do, like, a couple of different, like, going back to the time when I was just a dancer and when I was just, you
go
know,
back
in the industry.
But
yeah. Yeah, so we can get into more details of the things. So people don't realize what it takes to be in the industry, and it's no different than being
right.
a model with the go-sees and getting turned down a lot. And you don't just,
uh-huh.
like, everything you do, you get landed for and you suddenly make money. No, it didn't work that way. It was really hard.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and I know
hard.
What the turndowns are like. I know what the turndowns
mm-hmm.
are like because, especially, you know, with me being older and I would show up on, you know, at a go-see
yeah.
and they'd be like, oh, you know, you're just a little too curvy, and that is
you're
the one thing.
You're a little too
thing.
Curvy. I used to get
yeah.
that. I'm a little too curvy. I never got it. Well, I was lucky enough that I looked a lot younger than what I really was, but then when people
uh-huh.
find out how old I was, they were like, oh, well, we were actually looking for a girl who was like 19. You're almost 25.
Right.
So I would lie about
my
age
gosh.
A lot. I'd lie and tell people I was younger than what I really was.
Right. I can get away with my
yeah.
age or me being younger now. Than when
mm-hmm.
I was younger, trying to say I was older.
Oh, I looked like I was like 15. So people really thought I was really young when I was like, no, nah, I'm 25.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm hitting 30 here real soon.
Too
but,
funny.
Yeah,
oh, my
it's
gosh.
It's a different world. It's a different world. But it was really, really, it was not easy. I'll tell you that. It wasn't easy at all. It was a lot harder
right.
work than even I thought it was going to be.
And right,
getting
right.
the right movie and making sure that you get in the right movie and don't end up just one of the people that's in a whole bunch of movies doing nothing
uh-huh.
was really hard, too.
Oh, I bet.
And I
don't oh
think it's
gosh.
Probably still hard today, I would think.
You
I'm
know what?
Sure
I would have
now,
to agree
so.
With you because, well, right now it's mostly the difficult part is, you know, getting paid because people don't pay. You don't get paid like you used to. I mean, you get paid, but you don't get – you know, the dollar signs.
That's what, okay, from what I've understood, when I listen to girls and they talk and they – like. And for everybody who knows, when you're in an industry, period, you never really talk
uh-huh.
about what you really get paid.
Exactly, right.
But every once in a while when people come out and they say what they really get paid, no, you all do not get paid the money we got paid back then. It is not the same.
It is not. If I would have got
it's
into the industry.
It's not the same in any way.
Yeah, if I would have got in the industry 20 years ago, my story mm-hmm. would be completely different these days.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very,
I'd already have a book almost
now.
Done, too. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's very different now. The whole mentality of it is very, very different.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it's either good or bad. It's just different. It's a different era.
Oh,
we're
it is.
In the 21st
completely.
Century now, not the 20th century. And the 20th
right.
point in the 20th century is extremely different. It really
right.
changed that
oh,
much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's do this. We gotta. We're gonna end our
oh,
show
yeah,
here.
Sorry.
I know, no, because you and I could totally talk on this. I think we'll
mm-hmm.
our next get together. I think you and I'll touch bases a little more on, you know, just Sammy and Sierra, like us. You know what I mean? And really,
it's nice to be able to talk about, especially when you're no longer in it. It's easier to look
uh-huh.
back and see the different things when you're not in it, or even if you are.
Right.
In my case, I've been retired for almost 10 years. So, but
right.
it's a difference. It is a huge difference.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be like when I
sit around and drink with you at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Right. But it's gonna be weird for me when I retire from webcamming. It's gonna be the same thing. It's gonna be like, whoa.
Oh, we're gonna go drinking. We're gonna have so much fun.
Oh,
you're gonna have so much time on your
yeah.
hands. You were like, I don't have to work now. But,
let's go do naked golfing. Let's go play naked golf.
No, you're really gonna be amazed. It's very different when you retire.
Oh, my gosh. Well, darling, go ahead, give all your shout-outs. And everybody out there, thank you so much for listening to us to Jabber On. And, of course, we have John
yes,
calling in
yes.
and joining us.
Oh,
so
guys,
give me
thank
all
you
your
so
yummy.
Much for listening. I know we go on, and we get all the stuff.
Oh, we do.
That's what makes it so much fun. I will say this, though. You can always find me here every other Monday hanging out with Sammy because we have so much fun, and I get to giggle
we
and
do.
Laugh a whole lot. And then if you miss me, then you can always find me on Friday nights at 11 p.m. on The Down Low, which is my show. I'm the host of The Down Low. And we're always talking about being the other woman and having affairs and the fun of that and the pros, well, actually the pros and the cons of having an affair and everything in between. So if you want to know about that, then just find me on Down Low. Or you can also find us on our website where we also answer questions, relationship questions on thedownlowlive.com.
Perfect.
So
I love it. Love it, love it. And, of course, you guys can always find me here every Monday from – oh, I always screw that up. See, I know James is listening.
Every
right
Monday?
Yeah.
What, 2 p.m. Eastern?
Like, she's totally screwing it up again. So from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern every Monday, you can find me here with – Sierra every other Monday, and then Melissa Dawson every other Monday. And then also on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, I have the webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and it's all about webcamming, and we just bring in different cam models and cam models / porn stars, and we just have lots of yummy information for
mm-hmm.
everybody out there, and it's just, we have a blast. And then you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrook69, also on Instagram, Sammy_Brook69, and Facebook, SammyBrook69. Oh my gosh, these 69s are killing me. And remember, if you guys have any questions or you want have a fabulous topic that you want us to talk about or you want to just be a guest on our show, make sure you follow us on Twitter and send me a message, or you can email me at brooksrecipes@gmail.com, and I will gladly, you know, talk to you and see about getting you on. So other than that, have a fabulous day, you guys. Sorry we ran a little over time. Yes, give it to me.
If you forget everything else, you can always just find us on dollhouseradio.com.
Exactly.
If
oh,
you just
my
remember
gosh.
That one thing, you will find us no matter what. Dollhouse
yes.
Radio.
We live on Dollhouse Radio.
Yeah, we're at Dollhouse
and
Radio.
And a super shout out to everybody in Dollhouse Radio land. You guys are all awesome. We have a fabulous team. So if you've missed any shows, make sure you just go back on to blogtalkradio.com/dollhouseradio, and you will see all the array of shows we have from sports to sex. So if you missed it, go check it out. All right, darling, you are the bestest, and I will talk to you very soon. And yeah, I'm going to hopefully not screw up this song. Right button. Oh,
well,
my God, I screwed up. Okay, bye. Bye, darling. Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Shit.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money, better have it for me. Say cash is king, well I'm the queen. No disrespect, you will get checked. Got your address, that's with my green. Thinking about my money, ain't no that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it, all of it. So you want my money, all this good money. Money in these jeans, it fits so clean. You fitting out it, but can you flip that? Can you make it grow? I'll make the cream. That's your deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit. I orgasm all transactions in big deals. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
Bye.